very sad how the, why people have to be so, and I don't even know why they would have to, you know, if they took the land, they got their land, and yet they promised them this and that, food and place to, that they would always have their place, but it's not, it just gets so upsetting that some people couldn't be that way. I'm sure there still is, but at that time, they just took advantage of the poor people that didn't understand, but they were promising them, you know, or they took them by their word, I suppose. I don't know, I would never treat someone like that, no matter what nationality they were. I think that as the years go by, it may happen again. You never know, you know. I try to, as far as a non-Indian, try and treat them right. And I know that their ancestors did, but they did to my ancestors. But I try to forgive them, because it's so many years and you just don't know who to blame anymore. Well, I feel that they have benefited from that, but they should, that should go with them too, that it's not our fault either, that what happened then. It's, you know, you have to try and get along as the best you can nowadays. I don't like to hear and say, well, she's just an old Indian, you know, or, yeah.
And his mm-hmm. children were murdered, mm-hmm. and they carry this today. What would you say to them?
Well, just like mine, it seems like my ancestors were killed or murdered, and yet when the Dakota people killed the non-Indian, it was a massacre, you know. But I don't, so I said, you know, it's not my fault, it's not their fault, but it just, you have to live with that, which you, it's always there.